Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
644, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Cold, gray, chilly December morning, and I like it because it's perfect for December 2nd. Walter Dublane joins us, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at my alma mater, UNO, I'm proud to say. Morning, Dub, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
What's going on with Medicaid in the state?
Well, they just released a report that they have to renew their annual contracts. Our Medicaid program works as what's called a managed care program, where the state actually has six different private insurance companies. You know, United, Blue Cross, Aetna, almost all the biggies have a part of this. And what they do is they work on a capitated plan where they have a certain number of Medicaid recipients that are assigned to each of these six private companies, and the state pays the companies a fixed amount per month, per member per month. And then the companies are responsible for taking care of the actual costs of the people. It works very much like the Medicare Advantage plan does for Medicare. You know, there's two versions of Medicare. One is the pure government version. One is the one where you have your Medicare through a private company. And it's like that.
So this surprises me, and I can't believe with all the conversations we've had, I've never realized this before, that there are different insurance companies as it relates to Medicaid. I guess I don't know. I never did really stop to think about where. I guess I thought maybe the state just paid for it, that it was like a single payer kind of deal. Is there a difference between benefits with what insurance company you're assigned to?
I think there are some. Now, that there are some requirements that everybody has to provide pretty much everything that Medicaid covers. Now, what's different is they do have each company of these six companies has to negotiate separately with the different hospitals and stuff like that. But so if you're just like you are with Medicare Advantage, you might not be able to go to some doctors or some hospitals. There's a preferred provider list on some of them, I believe. But I think the coverage is pretty much the same.
Do you get to pick what insurance company you're on? I guess I'm just wondering how Medicaid works in general.
Yes, you do. In fact, you can switch from one to the other. It doesn't happen very often, but every November, like with other programs, you can switch companies if you don't like something what you have is doing. The good thing about this is that these insurance companies now have a different incentive than they used to. You know, back when it was a single payer program where the state, you know, handled everything, every time anybody went to the doctor, they paid. Now the insurance companies actually make more money if they can figure a way to keep you healthy, right? Mm-hmm. Because they get the same amount of revenue no matter how many times the patients go to the hospital or whatever. So if they can keep their people healthy, you know, people like high blood pressure, diabetics, things like that, high cholesterol, people that have these, diseases, if they have can kind of try to give them incentives to keep on their meds and do things like that and not go to the emergency room and not go to the hospital as much, then the insurance companies actually make more money that way. So I kind of like the idea behind it.
Who is eligible for Medicaid?
Everybody over 138% of the federal poverty line, which, again, for a family of four, that's about $33,000, $34,000 below that. If you're a family of four, if your income is below about $34,000, you qualify for Medicaid under the expanded care that John Bel Edwards signed into effect.
And this recent contract approval includes the Medicaid expansion, keeps those people on that expansion?
Yeah, the only difference, I mean, most people would know the difference. The big difference is we have a million and a half people in Louisiana on Medicaid. Of those, two-thirds approximately are on what we call old Medicaid. The old Medicaid, the federal government pays about two-thirds of the cost, and the state pays one-third. Of the other 500,000 people that got signed up in the Medicaid expansion, the difference is the federal government pays 90% of their costs instead of just 67%, 63%. Mm-hmm. But as far as the actual operation of the people, it's all the same. It's just what percentage the federal government pays for is higher under the new expanded Medicaid, but everything else about it is identical.
So at no point did I ask you how much are these contracts for? How much is the state spending on Medicaid?
Oh, well, again, that was kind of the news item is that they say these are the biggest contracts that the state has and the most expensive contract in state history. Well, they're always the most expensive contracts, and every year they go up, so they continue being the most expensive mm-hmm. because healthcare, you know, is going up for everybody. So that's the deal. I guess the number is more than $17 billion, which is, you know, far and away, if you add that together, that's far and away the biggest expense from the state. Now, again, most of that money comes from the federal government, mm-hmm. but it passes through the state.
So the state pays how much for Medicaid and how much comes out of the state coffers and how much comes from the feds?
Well, again, for the old Medicaid, it's about one out of every $3 for the state and the federal government.
But I was wondering about total.
I don't know if I know exactly that breakdown.
Well, let me take a break. We'll talk about it when we come back. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker. WWL, if you were to see Jordan Vigil in Master Control, Dub Lane, and then hear this music come out, the incongruity would make you laugh as well. Let's talk about Medicaid. Is it a universal system, a universal health care? Is that basically what Medicaid is? And could this be an indication of what it would look like if the country were to adopt some kind of universal health care? Or maybe compare and contrast that with single payer. Is one different than the other?
Well, again, universal means everybody has it. The United States is the only developed country that does not have universal health care, where we have a substantial portion, almost 10% of our population, that is uninsured.
But if we did, would it look like Medicaid?
But if we did, the Democrats are actually proposing not Medicaid for all, but Medicare for all. But again, and Medicare is, again, a single-payer program. The ones that are wanting to have a universal health care for the U.S. are usually proposing we put everybody on Medicare rather than putting everybody on Medicaid.
So what would the difference be?
Well, again, Medicare, again, has deductibles and copays. Medicaid doesn't. And so it's one that makes a little more sense.
So do other countries have free universal health care, or does everybody pay a little bit, or does it depend on what country you're talking about?
It depends very much on what country we talk about. Countries like the UK and Canada both have a single payer insurance company, and there are really no deductibles or no copay. So they're a lot like Medicaid. Everything you go to is free, except for vision and dental and some, I think, pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. But all we think of as hospitals and doctors are all free. But most other countries, you know, Germany and France and Japan and everybody else has very, very different systems. Switzerland, for instance, has about 30% copays. Japan has big, high copays. France doesn't have any, but Germany does. So all the other systems are quite a bit different than each other.
So when it comes to the expanded amount, it's going to continue to go up every year, right? Because prices don't come down.
Right. Well, again, yeah, healthcare costs are going up, and they're going up faster than the rate of inflation for several reasons. One of the biggest one that's right now is all these new drugs that are coming out. You know, I know somebody that ends up spending, has a drug that costs $34,000 a month.
Wow.
To keep them alive. And now that's wonderful because they're alive, right? Mm-hmm. but the cost of many of these new drugs are just really, really phenomenal. Now the other healthcare costs are going up. Hospital costs are going up tremendously. You know, labor costs are going up and everything else is. So, healthcare is really doing an increasing portion of our budget right now.
Thank you, Dub. Appreciate your time. We'll talk about Lane Kiffin when we come back here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.